Welcome to Rad Sports.
I'm Rico.
And I'm Dax.
Let's get into it. First, we will have a word from our sponsors. If you are buying or selling a home in the Spokane area, consider using your favorite agent, Phoebe Webb. With the Windermere City Group, she truly stands out from the rest.
And now with our first segment, big news, and we only have one. Aaron Rodgers gets cut from the Jets.
Shocker.
Washed Aaron. Well, so they didn't have over five wins with, definitely above average defense.
Oh yeah, they had good defense.
It's some of the best wide one of the best wide receivers.
They had two great wide receivers, and Alan Lazard was pretty good. And they had good running backs, and their offensive line was good.
So what happened? Was it Aaron Rodgers or the rumor
or that the coaching?
Have you heard the rumor that a 17-year-old is running the Jets?
That's not true.
I know it's a rumor. That's why they call it a rumor, because it's probably. But now what will happen to the Jets?
I think they have to trade up in the draft, or they have to go make a really big signing in free agency or do a trade.
Yeah. Because if they don't do any of those, who are they going to get for the seventh pick?
Nobody. There's not any quarterbacks. Jackson Dart with the seventh pick.
No, you would try to get him a late round, second round steal. Or just a second rounder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but
that's what I would do. Get him with the second round. Hopefully he's good. But get a quarterback in free agency just in case. That's what that you remember when last year when the Falcons made everybody thought was a dumb trade getting Michael Penix after they signed Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, and that is actually kind of smart.
Yeah. So I think they should do the same.
And go, wait, so you're saying, like, sign someone really big in
free
agency?
So I think you get a rookie, sign a good deal with them, right? And sign a one-year free agency.
Like, are you saying, like, draft somebody high, like Shedeur Sanders?
Are you saying, like... No, they're probably not going to get Shedeur.
Get someone like
Jackson Dart.
I'm saying, yeah, like, trade up.
No, but so don't trade up. Get Jackson Dart, and then, and then get a one-year deal with, like, a quarterback. Like, what quarterback that is, like, doing, like, decent? I can't think off the top.
Geno Smith. He's not going
to
be.
And then Patrick Mahomes goes to the Seahawks. No, I'm kidding. That would never happen. But he's not playing his best after the Super Bowl.
Who do you think he'll go to?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers? We haven't discussed this right now. I'm thinking Raiders.
Right. Okay. Like, if they don't draft a quarterback, just like.
Oh yeah.
If they draft a quarterback, just like
He's probably not gonna go to Raiders because he has a. They have an early pick.
But if they draft a quarterback,
so the Raiders have the
which
sixth
is totally
pick.
Possible, and a bunch of mock drafts the Raiders are drafting
Should
quarterbacks. Order. Like, would you sign Would you sign Aaron Rodgers as just, like, insurance? So, like, if Shedeur gets hurt or he's just not playing good, you can put Aaron Rodgers in because, you know, he's, like, proven.
I guess you could do that, yeah. What team would you pick?
Oh, I'm saying probably Cleveland Browns.
Oh, that is...
Because Deshaun Watson, and this is his season debut. Oh, no, he tears both of his ACLs. So they just put Aaron Rodgers in there and help.
And then Aaron Rodgers brought this to ACL.
No.
Well, that'll probably happen.
But I'm just saying, like, every single year Deshaun Watson get hurt and it's like, oh, who would we like to put in? Oh, Jameis picks Winston. Okay. I don't think Aaron Rodgers throws as many picks as Jameis Winston.
Aaron Rodgers is better. I believe Aaron Rodgers could easily get hurt. But we already know Jameis Winston's already basically hurt, so.
Buns.
So, yeah, that is our only big news for today. We'll see you with the next segment. Bye. And now we are going to talk about the Super Bowl. Okay, guys.
Guys.
Wasn't the best Super Bowl.
They only showed Taylor Swift one time. And do you know why?
I went to a party, and there was a bet, and it was shown Taylor Swift 3.5 or more or less times.
Like over or under?
Yeah. And it was, yeah. We all know how that was.
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, I didn't put a bid on that.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, if you...
I would have put over.
You would have put, yeah.
I
probably would have put over,
cause
too.
Because we kind of thought, well, you thought the Chiefs were going to win, and you owe me Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a large. So, that's that. I knew the Eagles were going to win. I didn't know it would be this bad, but okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's do the game recap. Eagles start off with a punt. Chiefs, they think they have a chance, and then the Chiefs punt it. Eagles score with a touchdown. And then the Chiefs punt again. Eagles going for 14. Throws an interception.
Wait, let me just talk about this, like, first quarter.
Yeah.
It was, like, back and forth. You were like, okay, the defenders are playing good. Like, this could be a close game. Because, like, Philadelphia only scored one touchdown. So that's kind of what I was thinking it'd be.
Yeah.
Like, more of a defensive battle, not offenses all over the place.
Like, because the Eagles do have one, like, the best. They have the best defense in the league. So, yeah. The Chiefs punt again. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then the Eagles with a field goal makes it 10-0. Patrick Mahomes throws an interception. Cooper DeJean brings it home.
50-yard pick six.
50?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. And then the Eagles get the ball again, and it's 17-0 with the the Chiefs get the balls again with the Eagles ahead. It's a 17-0 lead.
Like, the Chiefs need to score.
And they punch it away. 3 plays, -6 yards, and they took 2 minutes to do that.
Oh, boy. Oh, so, yeah. Was that – that was the one where it was, like, about – oh, never mind.
Okay. Okay, so then the Eagles punt, and now the Chiefs are like, okay, we have to score.
Like, we can do this. Like,
what are we doing right now? And guess what? We throw an interception.
Oh, yeah.
On the first play.
On, like, the 10-yard line or something?
Mm-hmm. Okay, then the Eagles.
That was bad. That was bad.
Two plays, 14 yards and 10 seconds. Score a touchdown to make it 24-0. And then the Chiefs punt, end of the first half. 24-0. You know the most somebody's ever been in a ahead in a the half at a
Super Bowl
what? Was 25.
Dang.
They almost broke the record. They almost broke the record. Okay.
Like, yeah, the
okay, now,
like, what is Kansas City doing? That's what we're all thinking of. What are they doing? They literally went 17-2 regular season and postseason.
Almost should wait.
Like, that's insane.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably one of the closest times we've ever gotten to an undefeated season. Mm. Like, that's insane. How do you just, like,
we have gotten undefeated season.
Yeah, the Miami Dolphins in 19.
With Dan Marino and
Like, how do you just, like,
was it Dan Marino?
Just how do you just, like, beat everybody always in the regular season? And then you just, like, absolutely fall off in the Super Bowl.
Like, yeah.
They just fell off.
Okay.
They look like the Seahawks.
Okay, now it is 24-0 with the Chiefs ball, and they punt it away. So the Eagles score a field goal to make it 27-0. The Chiefs, they go for the fourth down, and they get stopped. Then the Eagles score a touchdown to make it 34-0. Okay. This is where it gets interesting. No, not really. Chiefs score a touchdown.
It wasn't interesting
Chiefs
at all.
Chiefs score a touchdown, and that, when I was at my party, that was the loudest celebration because I went to a party and they were Chiefs fans because they were born there. And it went crazy because they scored one touchdown.
So, because it was 27-7.
34-6.
Oh, yeah. 34-6.
Yeah, because they went for the two and missed it. The Eagles scored another field goal. Chiefs Bowl. Let's just get some points to make it not look embarrassing. Oh, guess what? We fumble it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the Eagles score another field goal, 40-6. Chiefs? Okay, let's do something. We score a touchdown. Okay. We get the 2 point. Okay. Not looking as bad. I mean, still looking horrible.
It's still looking horrible.
40-14.
You lose by 20 in the Super Bowl. That's horrible.
And then the Chiefs get stopped on downs.
It's horrible.
Chiefs? I mean, yeah. Chiefs score another touchdown, 22-40. Yeah, Eagles destroy.
Like, it's horrible enough if you just lose in the Super Bowl by 1 point.
But no, I think it's worse. I think it's worse if you lose by 1 point. Because.
No, it's not. At least you, had a chance.
Imagine.
Like, you were fighting for it.
Wait, okay, yeah, you're right.
The Chiefs
you're right.
Came out there and they.
You're right, unless it was the Falcons. Patriots.
You lost the Patriots by one?
I don't know if it was one, but you remember we were winning 28-3? You remember?
No, I didn't watch that game.
No, this was a long time.
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
Guys,
Falcons, New England Patriots.
We
were 28-3 and then we sell the game.
How embarrassing.
Hey, you want me to tell you your time with the Patriots? Marshawn, passing it to Marshawn. Wait, no. Who did you guys pass it to? Was it Marshawn Lynch?
Okay. Well,
all you have to do is run the ball. You win the Super Bowl. Guess what happens? We pass it.
Hey, Kansas City Chiefs, that might have happened if they ran the ball. Speaking of that, they did not run the ball.
Yeah, that's what I said.
They did not run the ball.
Patrick Mahomes had more passing yards.
That was just, not even in their game
plan. So I watched the game, 80% in the first half, and then kind of after that.
Yeah, I was like,
I lost 20%. I was playing basketball and I was destroying.
I was waiting for the ads. I was like, hey, maybe.
Yeah, okay, we should talk about.
The halftime show was more.
We gotta talk about the ads. The tongue one where the tongue was dancing.
Oh, that was weird.
You know this.
Okay, let's talk two weird ads, the tongue
and the seal.
In the Mountain Dew. That,
no.
That was good.
They picked that guy because his singer name is Seal.
Well, yeah, I know, but, it was weird.
I know. It was hilarious, though. Because you gotta have some funny, weird ads during the Super Bowl.
What was your favorite ad? What was your favorite ad?
Probably the Seal one.
Bro, this is so goofy. My favorite one was the football designed to sell you food one.
Wait, I didn't see that one. Oh, that was mostly
it was good. They're gonna,
What was it?
They, went back. It was, football's designed to sell you food. Even from the beginning. Because, a football used to be called a pigskin. So, they're trying to make you eat bacon.
Oh.
So, it's saying, all these things that are, how football's designed to sell you food. And then another fun one was the girls flag football one.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was, girls can't play football at the high school.
Yeah,
and
then
they were like, "I'm your best guy," and it's like, "I'm Brad."
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
So anyway, let's go back to the Super Bowl, the real one. And if
Wait,
we could,
let me say something real quick.
Yeah,
I saw when the football trying to sell you food, what are you eating, Jerry?
Rice.
Yeah. Jerry's eating rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
the Super Bowl now.
Oh, and then another part, it was does my nickname have to be the refrigerator coach? And it's yes, because it has to say food. Because that's, was that Barry Sanders' name? It was someone's nickname.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the real Super Bowl. I think if there are position groups that won the MVP, defensive line of the Eagles.
Yes.
That was incredible.
Oh,
Kansas City has a great offensive line, and they made them look like the Seahawks offensive line,
which is embarrassing.
Yeah.
But guess who the Eagles defensive line has? Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter.
And
all the other great guys.
And Sweat and.
I know. But, dude, Jalen Carter is playing out of his mind, though. As being a rookie from last year, he's playing awesome. And then Nolan Smith. It's like the 2001
2021 that was
Georgia National Georgia team. You guys should have beat us because you guys didn't play JSN.
What?
You remember when we when you remember when we
beat we could beat you if you had if we had JSN.
I know.
Like you would have been cooked.
I know, but we beat you 42-41. We still won. What? Yeah, but it's kind of hard playing CJ Stroud and Marvin Harrison, so you got to give us credit for being this team.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, back to the Super Bowl. Is there any anything to talk about besides the Super Bowl? I mean, the Eagles just smoked them.
Well, the first half, Patrick Mahomes like didn't complete any passes, and he had two interceptions. And then in the second half, he like tried, and so he finished the game with 21 of 32 completions, 257 yards, three touchdowns, and two interceptions. So, like, he actually had decent numbers except for the interceptions. And Jalen Hurts had 17 of 22 completions, 221 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception.
Okay, but Xavier Worthy, receptions, 157 yards, and two touchdowns.
He was carrying their team.
Yeah. And then rushing both the quarterbacks. And rushed like, the most.
Patrick Mahomes, like, didn't even, like, try to throw to Travis Kelce.
And, yeah, because Travis Kelce couldn't catch a ball again. So. What am I going to say? Oh, yeah, Saquon broke the all-time season record, including playoffs record. Because all he needed was 30 yards and, like, 50 seconds. He only got, like, 2.5 yards a carry, but it is kind of hard when you're going against Chris Jones.
Yeah, and, like, their defensive line played great. Everything else just didn't play great. Their secondary did not play good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Jalen Hurts literally half of the time, he could just, like, drop back. Everyone would run out, and he would just, like, take off. Like, and he'd get 15 yards because they,
yeah, so,
I don't know. They were so focused on guarding their dude.
Fun fact.
What?
There's another record. Well, not a record. But before this game happened, no person from Alabama has ever scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith done that. Just did that.
I bet a player from Ohio State scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
I bet they have. Probably not in Georgia, though. Because quarterbacks, Matthew Stafford had a rush. Because passing doesn't count.
Oh, yes, from Georgia? He scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
He has to run it.
Because he can't pass it?
Yeah, because you should. Because when you say a quarterback scored a touchdown, like, it has to mean, like, running. That's what they mean.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's all for the Super Bowl today. Catch you at our next segment. We just went on a Chromebook and simmed a mock draft, and I got Luther Burton, a wide receiver from Missouri. I don't know a lot about him. More like I know nothing about him. I just know Falcons need a wide receiver.
And I got Tyler Booker and a guard from Alabama. Okay, let's review our whole thing.
Okay.
With the number one overall pick.
Like, this wasn't us. This was AI.
No, it was just the damn website.
Yeah, okay.
The number one pick.
Shadur Sanders.
In the
We don't need to do a whole intro.
I was just going to do it for the number one pick. Okay, let me do it.
Okay, just for the number one pick.
With the number one pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select... Shadur Sanders, quarterback, Colorado.
I thought you were going to do that for every single one. I was like,
no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, the number two pick.
No. Just what do we think about this pick?
Garbage.
Why?
I think Kevin Ward is better.
No.
I haven't seen Shadur Sanders, but I just know.
Okay, number two pick, Cameron Ward. But the Browns had this pick. So they got the better quarterback, as Brodrick says, for the second pick. That's great.
Do you think Shiro's better?
Yeah,
Shiro's better?
I think Shiro's better.
I haven't seen any of his playing, but I just know him and Travis Hunter might be the first and second pick, and their team wasn't even ranked. So.
Third pick to the New York Giants, Travis Hunter. Just best player available. Like, I still think they should
draft a quarterback. I think Travis Hunter shouldn't. I think Travis Hunter, this is going to be crazy. I don't even think he should go on this first or second. I think he should go in the third round. Actually, second round.
Why?
Second round.
Why?
Because he's good at wide receiver, right?
He's insane.
And he's good at cornerback. That makes him, yes, he won Heisman because he can play both offense and defense.
Wow.
I agree. Very difficult. But do you know what else is difficult? Being a great or amazing wide receiver, which I don't think he is, or cornerback.
Okay, I want you guys to comment about how you think about Concussion Broderick's
what do you think
statement
he
here on our...
Do you think he should go first round?
On our Instagram at RadSports. So, and comment whether you think Broderick has a concussion or not, or something wrong with his brain. Okay, fourth pick to the Patriots, Abdul Carter. Great pick. You need a defense. Let's start with Abdul Carter, the best defensive prospect, possibly the best prospect in the draft. I mean, they've got a quarterback who can, like, grow into something really good with Drake May. They don't really have wide receivers, but they'll figure that out later. Fifth pick, Teddy McMillan, wide receiver from Arizona.
Oh, okay. I can't say their names either, but I was awesome.
Just call him McMillan.
Okay. I don't know a lot about the draft. Like, who's going? I know, like, the first, second, all the Georgia players.
Harry Oto McMillan is the second best wide receiver in the draft.
No, he's the first, according to this.
No, he's not.
Who's better?
Okay, well, it says it says cornerback next to Travis Hunter, but, like, we don't know what he's going to play in the NFL.
He's going to play cornerback.
Okay, whatever. So, Terry McMillan.
Ashton Jeanty to the Raiders.
At pick six.
I think Ashton Jeanty is going to be a real threat. Just pick him up in your fantasy.
Yeah, not like your second pick, though.
No. Like, take him as, like, a third or fourth rounder.
Wherever
you get a steal.
Wherever it's suggested, you'll
No, wherever him. Suggested, pick him a round before that. So nobody takes him. Mykel Williams, edge rusher from Georgia.
With the seventh pick to the Jets.
Okay, we can't probably analyze all of this because we're only on the seventh
pick. Let's just do the top 15. Or 18, actually.
16.
18. Seahawks have the 18th pick. We have to analyze that.
Okay, then we're going to Okay. The next pick, Malachi Starks to the Panthers.
That's good. They just don't have a defense. I personally think they should pick a wide receiver, though.
Yeah, I agree. Malachi Starks, awesome player.
Like, don't worry. We have Xavier Leggett and Adam Thielen.
And don't forget about Deontay Johnson, who we waved off. Even though we shouldn't have. Why did they?
Because he's old and he's washed. He's another washed player.
Yeah. How old is he? I don't know. Yeah. Okay. James Pierce Jr., edge rusher from Tennessee, going to the Saints. The Saints also need a defense.
If somebody was going to trade up to one or two to get a quarterback, the Saints could be one of them.
No.
Yes.
They got Derek Carr.
Oh. Well, yeah, but he's old.
They still have Derek Carr.
Like, you could say, hey, Titans, we're going to give you Derek Carr
and
this 9 and a few other picks for your first pick. Because that way,
why do the Titans do that? They have Will Levis as their starting quarterback.
He's not good.
Yeah, so why would they do the trade?
Because
because they do get Derek Carr.
Then that, they get Derek Carr for a few more years, and chances are they're probably going to get a top five pick. So they can still try and get a quarterback in the future in the next few years. Like, and they still get the number nine pick. Like, you can do a lot with the number nine pick too. So I think if I'm the Titans and the Saints call me up with Derek Carr, hey, I might take that.
Number 10, Will Campbell, offensive line from LSU, going to the Bears. The Bears don't know a lot about, but I know they need
someone to protect.
More, yeah, yeah.
Someone to protect Caleb Williams.
And Deion, and, the running back.
Okay, 11, Mason Graham, defensive tackle from Michigan.
Going to the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow, they could just, they have a great pick for, like, how good of a team
Mason
they are.
Mason Graham is going late in this.
Like, the only reason San Francisco was not good this year is because they were just destroyed by injuries. So, and that's a great pick. They're just loading up their team more because I think they're going to be good this year. 12, Will Johnson, cornerback from Michigan to the I'm just going to do like a few rapid fire. Will Johnson to the Cowboys. Tyler Warren, tight end from Penn State to the Miami Dolphins. Kelvin Banks, junior offensive tackle from Texas to the Colts.
And I picked Luther Burton from Missouri to be a wide receiver for the Falcons.
Woohoo! I mean, yeah, you only have one wide receiver and Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts is washed.
No, he's not.
Not washed.
He's good.
He's good. He's
a great receiving tight end.
Yeah, but like, he's good his rookie year. He's good. He is good. He's good. He is good. He is nothing more than good. Okay, number 16, Jalen Walker, linebacker from Georgia, going to the Cardinals.
Number 17, Armand Membue, offensive tackle from Missouri, going to LA. Ooh, this sim machine got a trade. So the yeah, okay, never mind. Number 18. With the 18th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Tyler Booker, guard, Alabama. Yeah, woo, yeah. The Seahawks need an offensive line. Yeah. So that's why we're picking it. Okay.
So, yeah, that is basically the 18th picks, AI, and ourselves.
Thank you for listening. That's the end of our segment.
And that's it for today, guys. Be back on our next episode.